T-Biz Podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea is captivating, complex, and more intricate than anyone can fully master. That's why the T-Biz portal brings together 40 voices fluent in 12 languages to share the story of tea. Our strength lies in storytelling by professionals who have grown up in the tea lands and speak their native tongue. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Tariffs, courts, and geopolitics. Why India-linked tea risk is rising again. China's new style tea brands expand in the U.S., led by Chaji. Unilever sells Indonesia's favorite Sari Wangi tea. Plus, a call for collaboration. The T-Biz State of the Tea Industry 2026 forecast is now live, and this year it's open by design. Instead of publishing a finished report and soliciting feedback later, we're inviting informed public commentary as the analysis is still taking shape. If you work anywhere in the tea ecosystem, production, trade, tasting, branding, retail, logistics, or policy, your perspective matters. Thoughtful comments help challenge assumptions, sharpen interpretation, and improve the final forecast. Stay tuned. In today's spotlight, I'll explain how this collaborative approach works and how your voice can help shape what comes next. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
This week, the United States moved to increase tariffs on Indian exports, reinforcing trade policy uncertainty, just as geopolitical instability in the Middle East adds another layer of complexity for global commodity markets, including tea. India is not a marginal supplier. It is a systematically important origin across orthodox black peas, CTC production, specialty grades, and increasingly value-added formats. That means any escalation in trade friction involving India reverberates quickly and broadly through the global tea value chain. For U.S. importers, the first impact shows up in landed cost, especially where margins were already thin. Tariff uncertainty also disrupts auction-to-retail price transmission, making it harder to align buying decisions at origin with pricing commitments further downstream. There are also competitive consequences. As Indian tea becomes less predictable from a cost and trade risk perspective, buyers reassess relative positioning versus East Africa and Sri Lanka, potentially reshaping long-term sourcing strategies. And as supply chain leaders weigh private label versus branded strategies, tariff volatility encourages flexibility and risk segmentation. Adding to the uncertainty, the Supreme Court of the United States has not yet ruled on the legality of the Trump-era justification for blanket tariffs under national security authorities. That delay leaves the current tariff trade framework intact and reinforces a legal gray zone that complicates forward planning across the tea trade. Compounding these trade policy headwinds, ongoing turmoil in Iran, marked by widespread protests, thousands of deaths, economic instability, and communications blackouts, has effectively halted Indian tea exports to that market, as well as other food shipments due to breakdowns in buyer contract, payment remittances, and order execution. Iranian demand had been an important destination for premium orthodox teas from India, and its sudden stall is exerting downward pressure on prices and transaction volumes in affected categories. There is, however, a partial counterbalance. The U.S. has also introduced targeted tariff relief for agricultural and food products, explicitly including tea, coffee, and cocoa. While these exemptions do not eliminate all risk, they reduce near-term downside pressure and signal that food inflation and supply security remain sensitive policy issues. For the tea industry, this is not a passing headline. Tariffs, judicial ambiguity, geopolitical instability are now standing conditions. Strategic adaptation, not optimism, will determine who navigates these intertwined forces most successfully. Business Insight. Tariff pressures in recent years have significantly elevated costs for tea importers. In one review, U.S. importers paid nearly seven times more in tea duties over the first 7 months of 2025 than in 2024, underscoring how policy volatility amplifies risk across the entire value chain. Chinese tea beverage brand Shaji is emerging as a leading signal of a broader push by China's new style tea companies into the U.S. market. Shaji this week released its 2025 year-end review, reporting that annual tea procurement exceeded 10,000 tons and that its global store network now spans eight countries across Asia and the United States. The company's expansion pace, averaging one new store every 1.7 days, highlights continued consumer demand for freshly prepared, ready-to-drink tea formats. In April 2025, Shaji completed a NASDAQ listing, becoming the first freshly made tea brand from China to list on a U.S. exchange. Overseas membership across Asia-Pacific markets rose 177% year-on-year, with a majority of consumers under the age of 30, underscoring the brand's appeal among younger set. Shaji's flagship product, Boya Jasmine Green Milk Tea, has sold more than 1.25 billion cups globally since 2022, according to third-party data cited in the company's report, and it has gained traction across Southeast Asia throughout the past decade. Initial U.S. locations are now being tested in California and New York metro area as part of a cautious pilot phase. A Reuters analysis published in December places Shaji alongside other emerging Chinese brands such as Molly Tea, as companies shift away from anonymous bulk exports towards brand-led international growth. The move reflects intensifying competition and slowing same-store sales growth in China's domestic tea beverage market. By entering the U.S., these brands aim to capture higher margins, control storytelling, and compete in premium lifestyle segments historically dominated by Western specialty cafes and Japanese matcha houses. However, expansion carries risk. Chinese brands must navigate tariffs, FDA compliance, labor costs, real estate economics, and geopolitical sensitivity while adapting price points to U.S. operating realities. For U.S. tea retailers and importers, the arrival of China's new style tea brand signals both new partnership opportunities and a more competitive retail landscape. Business Insight. Shaji's growth doesn't signal the end of specialty tea, but it does reset consumer expectations. What stands out isn't scale alone, it's how tea is framed as social, immediate, and visually compelling. Younger consumers are discovering tea through shared moments, not solitary rituals, and through beverages and formulations, not leaf formats. For specialty retailers, the opportunity isn't imitation, it's translation. The brands that win will be those that retain depth and provenance while meeting consumers where they are, at the cup, in the moment, and increasingly drinking together. Unilever has agreed to sell Sariwangi, Indonesia's first tea bag brand and one of the country's most recognized household tea names, marking another step in the multinational's long retreat from traditional hot tea businesses. On January 6, Unilever Indonesia confirmed it will transfer the Sariwangi brand to local Savoiarasa, a local FMCG company, for roughly $89.5 million. Founded in 1973, Bishari Wani pioneered the teabag format in Indonesia and was acquired by Unilever in 1989. For decades, the brand helped shape modern tea consumption in the country and remains deeply embedded in Indonesian daily life. Despite its strong brand recognition, Bishari Wani distributes a relatively small share of Unilever's Indonesia financial performance, about 3% of net profit and under 3% of total revenue. Unilever said the divestiture will allow the company to focus on faster growth categories while positioning Bishari Wani for its next phase under local ownership. The sale comes amid intense competition in Indonesia's FMCG market, rising consumer price sensitivity, and continued pressure on legacy hot tea volumes. Industry data shows Indonesian hot tea consumption has remained largely flat, with only marginal growth in 2025 and declines in some quarters. The transaction reinforces a broader pattern. Once the world's largest tea company, Unilever sold most of its global tea portfolio in 2022, and today retains tea operations primarily in India and Nepal, along with its interest in Pepsi, Lipton, ready-to-drink ventures in the U.S. The Bishari Wani sale highlights the ongoing shift of traditional tea brands from multinational portfolios back into local hands. This week's Tea Price Report is sponsored by Dan Bolton, is the founder and host of the Tea Biz blog and podcast since 1956. This is Dan Bolton with tea trade takeaways for the week ending 9 January 2026. Tea markets closed week two on a steady to firm footing as post-holiday buying intersected with structurally constrained supply. Price discovery continued to reward well-made teas, while average descriptions cleared selectively. Exporter resistance remained evident where cost and currency dynamics reinforced price floors in quarter one. Colombo high-grown teas continued to attract steady interest, supported by exporter demand for January shipment. Medium and lower elevations showed uneven clearance, reflecting quality dispersion. In Kolkata, North India, liquidity grades remained a primary price-setting mechanism. Buying was functional with a limited appetite for forward coverage. In Mombasa, BP1 and PF grades held narrow ranges on balanced demand. Buyer selectivity increased towards the end of the week. In Indonesia, auction activity remained secondary to direct sales, with most volumes moving through contractual channels. Specialty orthodox demand was selective. Next week's forecast, trading is expected to remain selective, with outcomes driven by catalog quality and buyer attendance. That's the T-Biz Price Report. For expanded coverage, visit www.teajourney.pub and select T-Biz Price Report. And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the Brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
For decades, the tea industry has relied on forecasts to make sense of what is coming next. Production cycles, consumption trends, price signals, climate risk, trade friction. These reports are useful. They're necessary, but they're also by their nature incomplete. Most forecasts are finished before the conversation begins. It is one of the key reasons why the global tea industry struggles to act on what it already knows. This year, I'm doing something different. The TBS State of the Industry 2026 forecast is being published intentionally in draft form, open, visible, and collaborative, for 60 days before it's finalized, before the conclusions harden, and before nuance is lost. And if you have inside experience or informed skepticism about where tea is heading, this is an invitation to contribute publicly, professionally, and without urgency. I want to explain why this matters. I have been writing State of the Industry forecasts for decades, early on as editor and publisher at World Tea News and later at Stir Magazine. The process was conventional and disciplined. I researched the trends, I organized them in sequence, I assessed likely impacts. Then I invited recognized industry figures, analysts, executives, institutional experts to comment. They responded by email or phone, often with thoughtful nuance, sometimes challenging observations. But editorial reality innervated. Space was limited, brevity was required. Much of what they shared never appeared in full. I summarized, selected quotes, and extracted what fit. Those articles were authoritative and widely shared, earning 25,000 views because they featured visible, trusted names. But they also reflected a structural limitation. Only what was already widely acknowledged tended to survive. In 2017, the forecast, for example, leaned heavily on the International Tea Committee statistics to validate trends that were already emerging into broad awareness. That approach was sound, but it also meant that less obvious developments, early signals, dissenting interpretations, often remained invisible. By 2020, I refined the model to explicitly ask thought leaders with deep expertise to comment on specific trends. The results were stronger. The impressions doubled. It was more relevant, more shareable. But the process was still compressed. It still depended on a narrow set of voices, and it still treated commentary as something to be distilled after the fact. What we gained in clarity, we lost in depth. That trade-off no longer makes sense. Today, the tea industry does not lack information. We're flooded with data, UNFAO production tables, ITC trade statistics, World Bank indicators, World Economic Forum risk assessments. We rely on Euromonitor and Mintel to understand where markets are going and to follow ever-shifting consumer behavior. We turn to Nielsen and Circana to validate outcomes at the point of sale. The constraint is not numbers, it's interpretation. Specifically, disciplined, honest interpretation that acknowledges what did not work, why alignment failed, and how fragmentation has shaped outcomes. That is why the 2026 forecast reverses the sequence. All 12 trends are published first in draft. Each is supported by authoritative data, UNFAO, ITC, World Trade. There are links to a World Economic Forum risk analysis published last week that describes 2- and 10-year threats assessed by 1,300 business leaders globally. Resources are embedded directly into the narrative with links to full source reports. Readers are invited to comment before the report is finalized, not privately, not by mail, publicly, on LinkedIn, where insight is visible, attributable, and shareable. Sharing is caring, and reposts will bring this content to the attention of those not yet visible to the media. This is not a rush exercise. The draft will remain open for 60 days. Comments will be reviewed, contextualized, and selectively incorporated based on relevance and analytical value. In March, once the International Tea Committee has its 2025 totals finalized, all 12 trends will be updated again to reflect the most current data. If you have commented on these issues before, you are welcome to reuse and adapt your earlier insights. If you are not widely known but capable, this format surfaces your thinking alongside institutional data. If you disagree with assumptions embedded in the trends, that disagreement is not only welcome, it's essential. The goal is not consensus, the goal is clarity. The TBiz blog and podcast forum provides the right setting for this exchange. It is not an open broadcast channel. It resembles a well-moderated professional discussion thread, focused, civil, and informed. A place where synthesis matters more than volume and where thoughtful dissent improves the final work. The next gains for the tea industry will not come from collecting more information. They will come from interpreting what we already know with greater discipline and honesty. This year's State of the Tea Industry report is intentionally collaborative. If you are working inside the tea ecosystem, production, trade, branding, tasting, retail, policy, logistics, your perspective has value. By contributing publicly, you help shape a more accurate forecast, and in doing so, you elevate your own visibility as a thoughtful participant in the industry's future. The draft is live, the window's open, there's no rush. Let the conversation begin now. Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.